Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's Offsides with Mark Ryan right here on ESPN Upstate. Programming note, Monday Night Football's Booger McFarland set to be joining the show tomorrow at 3 p.m. You know, Lonzo, I don't like to move the top three at three whenever I can. But, you know, you get the host from Monday Night Football on the show. We will move anything around.
I am almost as hyped for this as I have been for each wrestler we've had on.
Why?
It's that close.
Why?
I just am because I'm picturing what's going to happen and I want to be present for it.
I think you're just so excited about the de-pantsing that I'm about to get tomorrow. Okay, I think you're really looking forward.
I wouldn't have worded it that way.
You think what Jay Billis did to me was bad. Okay, wait till you see what Booger McFarland does.
I gotta say, I was a little offended about what Jay Billis did to you. I was a little defensive about that.
You got more upset about that than I did.
Well, he went at me first, and then he went at you, and that may have something to do with it.
Refresh people as to the Jay Billis story.
Who?
Yeah.
Refresh. That was when I said Mark Ryan set up an interview with you. He said who? Like. Oh, my God.
And then what did he do to me?
And then he took you to town on a couple of stories.
He took me to task on a couple of things during the interview. There's no doubt about that. Okay. Joining us right now is someone we hold in equally high regard. He is Cole Bryson, the voice of Burns Rebels football and the host of the Saturday Scramble, which can be heard each and every Saturday morning from 8 to 10 a.m. I got to be honest with you, Cole. You know I've been kind of new to this high school football scene. I found myself Saturday morning tuning into the Saturday Scramble, wanting to know what happened, wanting to know what's up. Man, this is an exciting thing. So, man, we've got a lot of fun stuff going on here in the playoffs.
Man, breakthrough is finally happening.
Yeah.
I mean, it sounds like we're finally getting to you. Yeah,
yes.
It's fun, man. I love the playoffs. It's exciting to be a part of, but you also don't take it for granted. Even as someone as lowly like me as just a radio guy, I mean, listen, I know the coaches and the players are the one that put in the hard work. But I've been with a lot of seasons that when I was before I came to Burns, a lot of seasons where I didn't call a game in the playoffs. We didn't have playoff football, so when you get that opportunity to play in the playoffs, you don't take it for granted, man. It's something fun, and it's a little bit different. And everybody has the same goal in mind.
So I've heard all year about Dutch Fork and about Burns and about Dorman. I haven't heard much about Lawrence. Why does Burns have to play at Lawrence, especially if I haven't heard of them as much as I've heard of the other guys?
Yeah. Well, the reason for that is Lawrence and their region. Again, these things are done by regions. They were the one seed region champions. So a one seed will always host over a two seed, which Burns is, because Burns finished second in the region behind Dorman. Lawrence was a one, Burns was a two, and Burns will go to the one in any case, any scenario, if they're the two. So that's why they're at Lawrence and not at Burns.
Is Lawrence Lonzo, where is Lawrence? Is that Lawrence Road? Is that
no,
similar?
Lawrence is a county, and it's also a school, and it's also where I live.
So is it
I live in the county, not
so
in
it's 35-40 minutes away. So it has no affiliation to Lawrence Road.
No.
Okay, gotcha.
There's probably more
Greenwood.
Than one Lawrence. Yeah. Well,
can is Lawrence?
It's not in Greenwood. It's in Lawrence.
No, I said it's near Greenwood.
Well, yeah, Greenwood's connected somewhere.
Listen, you two jabronis live here, and you don't even know what's up. What's going on?
Here's the thing, Cole. It's kind of slumming it, him heading down that direction. So,
okay.
I mean, he's probably not real familiar with the area.
Right.
And, I am going to offer my services. I will come and hang out with you guys and be your spotter. My eyesight's going, but,
that. I would love that. That would be a pleasure.
I have spent both my kids went to school there. We still live in that district, and I spent 8 years there. And I have never been in that press box, and I have never been there when they had a winning team. So this is kind of weird.
Well, you're not missing anything in the press box. Facilities aren't the best, but it's okay, man.
So, hey, Cole, is Lawrence capable of upsetting Burns?
Absolutely. I mean, Lawrence.
I don't think so. I don't think
well,
so.
Here's the reason. They run a very tricky offense. It's a triple option offense. I'm not going to anywhere close to pick Lawrence, but they have a chance. It's the playoffs, so they have a chance. Yeah, anything can happen, but it's going to be tough. It's a tall, tall task.
I'm sure the defensive coaches for Burns are chomping at the bit to go at an offense like this because is this like the first option team like this year that they've had to face?
It is, absolutely.
So you really
the first one.
So instead of going through the motions and going to the next game, they've actually had to coach this week to coach them up on how to deal with this kind of defense.
Yeah, and it's a tough defense to game plan for. You know, I think I was joking with Reggie Shaw, the head football coach of the Burns Rebels, just a minute ago. I think the best explanation that I ever heard on how to stop option or this kind of offense was from Brent Venables at Clemson a couple of years back. He just said, listen, the trick is when they were playing Georgia Tech, he said, that honestly, the biggest trick in the books is to just tackle everybody. So, you know, that's just one of those things. When you play this kind of offense, you have to be disciplined. Burns hasn't seen it this year. And that, Mark, that's the biggest reason I would say, yes, there's a possibility that Lawrence could upset Burns. Now, what I didn't say is it's not a big possibility. I would not even give it a much of a possibility. I think Burns is the favorite here, and I think Burns will win. But there's a small possibility. It's just a tough and tricky offense to play.
But here's the thing. You know, Mark had this attitude. You're kind of having this attitude. I hope the players aren't having that attitude, or they are have the potential to be shocked. You can't go in there thinking, oh, man, it's just Lawrence. Yeah, they won their region, but look at that region. I mean, you know, so they've got to be ready to go in there and play hard.
Oh, yeah, no doubt. I mean, anytime you are in the playoffs, you know that as the rounds, as you get deeper into the playoffs, the competition that you face is going to be better and better each week. So you're right. The players know. I think they're in a good position. Coach said they have had a couple of good days of practice so far. And you know, it's one of those things where you, as a player, you've got to train yourself to respect everybody and to respect every opponent. And there's nothing wrong with being more confident, you know, and having the confidence that you're better than them. But you still got to respect them until you beat them.
I know it sounds like I'm building this game up and everything, but I remember a couple years ago, I think it was Union County came in and they only had won like three games, and then they won a couple games in the playoffs. So there is no gimmies. It's still the playoffs.
That's right. It absolutely is. It's the playoffs. You never know on any given night what to expect. And, you know, if you're Burns, hopefully you come in and play well. But it's going to be tough, man. It's going to be tough.
Yeah, well, you didn't realize, Lonzo, that Union County had me suiting up for them those two games in secrecy. You know, that was the reason for the surprise wins there, really.
You don't want to mess with Union County. Them boys will find you.
Will they?
Yes, they will.
Will they? You know how, like, when the NFL suspends a player or, you know, a player gets suspended for whatever reason, they have that player put on a mustache, and then it's like Flaren Scodgers is in at quarterback for the Green Bay Packers. Yeah, something like that. Sometimes teams just completely change over, and they're totally different totally different outfits come the postseason, Cole. You know, what to you was the biggest surprise in week one of the postseason?
Yeah, man. I tell you what, the biggest surprise to me, and I think a lot of people, was Maldon going on the road and upsetting the reigning Upper State champions in T.L. Hanna. You know, Maldon has had an up-and-down season, some nice wins, but also some big losses to these upper echelon teams in the region. But to go on the road and to beat T.L. Hanna like that, man, that's impressive. Maldon has a little bit of mojo. They have some confidence they're playing with, and it could be a dangerous team this week.
There you go. So as we look forward to the games this week, you've highlighted three of them here. Cole, Burns at Lawrence, Gaffney at Sumter, Greer at Wren. Let's get to some of our picks and all these games. I'm happy to see Greenville still advancing. I don't know a lick about Greenville's high school football team, but I can tell you that's one of the most picturesque movie-looking high schools I've ever seen when I drive by it. I'm like, that looks like a scene out of the movie, out of a movie driving by that, man. No high school I've ever seen looks like that. It's awesome.
You still need to go to Dorman, trust me.
I'm trying to go to Dorman. Would you let me have my surgery, for crying out loud? All right, let me have my surgery. I'll go to Dorman. Everyone will be happy. All right, so let's make some picks here. Cole, what do we got?
You call them out, I'll give them to you, but I'll start with Burns at Lawrence. I like Burns to go on the road and get it done. I know Lawrence is the region champs. I know Lawrence, they run a tricky offense, but I like Burns to go, and I don't think Lawrence has seen the speed that Burns will present to them this Friday.
Can I get a score?
Yeah, I'll give you a score. I'll go 40-20. 40-20.
Okay, I have it 40-10. Gaffney at Sumter is coming up next. Who do you got?
This is the game of the week. This is going to be a really good game. Gaffney's had a pretty good season. You know, they only lost three games, Dorman, Burns, and Mallard Creek. And then you got to go to Sumter. Sumter's a pretty good team. They're tough. They've had a very good season themselves. And, you know, Gaffney has a couple of the guys banged up right now on that offensive line. Sumter will be ready. It's at Sumter. Sumter's a tough place to play, and Gaffney better bring their A game. I like Gaffney right now, Mark, and I think I'm going to stick with that pick through the end of the week. But I think this is going to be tough. This is a really tough task for Gaffney.
And your score?
I want to go out in this one. I'm probably going to go like 35-31, somewhere
wow.
in there.
Okay.
These are subject to change, you know, because my memory sucks. But it could be. I'm thinking a very close football game. Maybe even whoever has the ball last.
Spring Valley at Dorman. I'll take Dorman, which means you're stuck with Spring Valley. All right.
Listen, I don't think I would ever take Spring Valley in this case. I told somebody last week, Spring Valley's, you know, they're a decent ball club, but second round of the playoffs, I know the competition gets tougher. But this game, in my opinion, will not be close.
And your score, sir?
I'm going to go like 42-14.
42-14?
Yeah, I don't think it is close, man. I think Dorman rolls them.
Greer at Wren.
This is going to be an interesting game. Wren has, their offense is explosive. They can put up the points. Greer's coming off of a huge upset as well. You know, I said Malden upset T.L. Hanna was the biggest of the week, but Greer defeating undefeated South Point is huge, enormous. Greer's got confidence. They've made a quarterback change. They're playing a little bit better. Not a little bit better. Playing a lot better. They're a very good football team, but I think all the magic comes to an end this week. I like Wren. And I'm going to probably pick Wren by 10 or 14 points, somewhere around there.
And your score, sir?
I would go Wren 31, Greer 21, something like that.
There you go. Chesney at Union.
Oh, man, Chesney's been playing good. You know, they played Chapman tough. They still lost by 28, but they played Chapman tougher than anybody else has played them. And they have a good win last week at Seneca. Chesney's very good. They're very improved. But Union County's a different animal, especially in the playoffs. Union County is really playing good. I like Union County 42-30.
Union County 42-30. Okay.
Yep.
And then we got Broome at Camden.
Camden is very, very tough. I do know that. They're a very good football team. Broome is playing really well as of late. They had a big win last week at home to open the playoffs. But I think it comes to an end, man. I think they're outmatched. I think Camden has the better athletes. And I think you'll see that. I think Camden wins. I'll go 31-14.
Camden 31-14. Okay, Newberry at Chapman.
Again, I tried to convince myself on this one that this one's going to be tough. I know Newberry has Phil Strickland, a very good football coach, but I just can't convince myself, man. Chapman's blowing out everybody. They're worlds better than anybody else in 3A. I like Chapman like 45-28.
Chapman 45-28. How about Woodruff at Pendleton?
Pendleton's a really good ball team. The Bulldogs have had a good season, but Woodruff last week found their offense. I think they got some guys back healthy from the previous 2 weeks. I like Woodruff to go on the road and win, but I don't think it's going to be the blowout by any means. I'm thinking like 38-28 for this one. Woodruff on top.
Woodruff, 38-28. I am writing down all of your picks so I can make fun of you next week here, Cole.
Absolutely.
All right. Malden at Clover.
Clover is the stock of that region, man. They're the best. And Malden coming off of an upset win, you got to feel like Malden has a chance. I believe they do have a chance, but Clover, you know, they really put it on Bowling Springs last week, and I think they will win. I think they'll beat Malden. I do think it'll be closer than the Clover Bowling Springs game, and I'm going to go Clover once again around 38. 41. Actually, I'll go Clover 41, Malden 21.
And finally, BHP at Greenville. Can the picturesque high school keep their run going?
I think so. Greg Porter has done just a phenomenal job this season. I think they'll continue to do a phenomenal job. They've been playing so well in the region. I think Greenville wins this one by 14 or 21 points, somewhere from 42 to 21, somewhere in that category, 42-21. I like that score. I think Greenville rolls into the third round, man.
What's the ceiling for Greenville?
You know, here's the deal. With some teams getting upset last week, Greenville can make it to the state championship in Williams-Brice, man. It's going to be tough, but, you know, South Point and 4A going down, that's huge. I like Greenville to for sure being playing for the upper state championship.
Cole, if I could mention this to you, man, I love, and I too, Cole, love and value feedback that people give me, right? Whether it's positive, yep, constructive criticism, so on and so forth. We never get to a place in our industry where we're above that. When we cease right. getting better, we cease being good. I think you're fantastic at what you do. I love your passion for this, man. And, you know, there is not anybody that we could have that we would have more knowledge, more passion from than you. And I just think you do a fantastic job, man. And we look forward to hearing more of you here on ESPN
yeah,
Upstate.
Yeah, man, I appreciate it. And I love it. High school football special in these parts, man. I love giving the kids the coverage they deserve and the coaches as well. I appreciate it, and I appreciate what you guys do, and hopefully we'll be talking for a few more weeks.
Sounds good, Cole. Thank you so much, man. All right, Cole Bryson, our man, the Saturday Scramble, host of the Saturday Scramble, Saturday mornings, 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. Great. Like, if you got tied up on Friday and you couldn't watch any of the games or the scores or any of that stuff, you could just tune into the Saturday Scramble right here on ESPN Upstate, Saturday morning, 8 to 10 a.m., and in those 2 hours, you've got everything that you need. In those 2 hours. Also, the voice of Burns football, Burns against Lawrence, Friday, right here on ESPN Upstate, 7 p.m. Lonzo, you know, I'll tell you, it's depressing for me to even talk about high school football. You've seen me wear my long sleeve shirt, especially as it's getting cold. I almost wore today my long sleeve Rayburn shirt. The high school that I taught at in Houston, Lonzo, media teacher, was the worst football program I have ever seen with my own eyes in my entire life. Okay? Now, I got in trouble, Lonzo. I don't know if I've shared this story before, but I got in trouble. What did I say?
I forget exactly what you said, but no, you have talked about
it. I've gotten in trouble before. I got in trouble at the school because I blame the students for why the team sucks so bad. Because there's plenty of good athletes at the school, but it's not popular to join the football team because they suck, right? So we did one of our TV shows for the school, and I pointedly said, it's your fault, to the students. And parents and administrators and everything, they weren't too fond of me saying that. But, you know, I'm an opinionated guy. Lonzo, it was so depressing, man. I mean, I had to be at every single game. And they would lose 70-0, and the clock operator would keep the clock running even though the ball was out of bounds. Even on incomplete passes, he'd let 20 more seconds run off the clock just to make the game end sooner. At the end of the year, they would play their rival, Pasadena. And 2 years in a row, both Pasadena and Rayburn had zero wins heading into the rivalry game. And both this year, I think Pasadena won 20-0. And last year, they won 14-0. two winless teams, and my high school lost without scoring a point both years in a row, man.
See,
it's the most depressing thing in the world.
Every time you talk about this, I phase out because I went to that high school. Not that one, but that was my high school. I was on those teams. We would win one or two games a year, if that.
Zero wins.
Yeah.
Not even close to a win.
Listen, my senior year, we won two games. One of them was because of forfeit. We didn't actually win the game. Later on, they took it away from the other people because they had an ineligible player. So I know how that feels, and I don't appreciate going back there.
It doesn't feel good. It doesn't feel good covering it, if I'm honest with you either. All right, coming up next on the show, I am going to give you, when we come back, the very best player at every position in the National Football League with some cool music behind it. That is next. This is Offsides with Mark Ryan on ESPN Upstate.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
All right, here we go. I want to get to this listener email real quick. And Neil Pappas, if you're listening, here's a shout out to you. Brian Winters emails the show. Is there any way you can get Neil to make a few picks on the pros as well? Don't know if you noticed, but dude would have been 5-0 on his picks from the show last week had TCU not gone into three overtimes. And the 1 week suspension thing hurts us listeners for not getting more of his picks. Well, listen, in order to get most of those picks, he's got to get it right. He goes, "Your show is funny AF, bro." What does that mean, Lonzo? If somebody says AF,
that's your something show to is, do with friendship, I think.
Your show is funny AF, capital AF, bro. About time they got something good to listen to on the radio in this area. Great job. The words of Brian Winters. Brian, appreciate your kind words, always do. Neil, there are requests for you, but Neil will be the first one to tell you, Brian, that nobody gets 60% of their picks right. So you might like what he picked last week. By the way, I was 5-1 last week in my picks against the spread. It's almost impossible to pick these things at 60%.
Neil makes a living out of this. If he gives all of his stuff away, it takes money away from him, right?
Well, yeah, and you know what? Like, when I was first talking to Neil about this, at first he didn't like the week suspension thing. And I said, man, it'll be fun. And secondly, he said, why am I going to give my picks out for free? This is what I do for a living. And I said, just give out one for free. How about that? So, Neil, you've got a fan base that's growing here, Neil. Look at what the platform of Offsides is doing for you. You got a platform and you got a fan base that's growing that wants your
picks. You're a businessman, Neil. You know what I mean.
Yeah, there you go. There you go. All right. I want to give you guys right now, my opinion, the very best player at every position in the National Football League. Are you ready? Are you ready, ladies and gentlemen? Because here we go. At the quarterback position, let's start out right here. Look, you got some very viable candidates at this position. There's no doubt about it. We might ask 10 different people and have 10 different quarterbacks. But for me, it is very clear, and it's been that way for the last 5 years. Russell Wilson is the best quarterback in the National Football League, my opinion.
Okay, I'm good. I thought you were going to go Tom Brady. All right.
No. You could consider Aaron Rodgers, not this year, Lonzo. You could consider Aaron Rodgers. You could consider Patrick Mahomes or Meow Holmes, Katrick Meow Holmes. You could consider him. But I think consistency-wise, Russell Wilson is the guy. Best quarterback in the league. Best running back in the league. Who do you think? Best running back in the NFL. Might it be Christian McCaffrey? Might it be Ezekiel Elliott?
Saquon Barkley?
Saquon Barkley. Folks, I've got Dalvin Cook. I think this guy, I watched this guy in college. He looked like a man amongst boys against college. The Gators could never tackle him. And he is that good in the NFL as well. Tore his ACL, no problem. Leads the NFL in rushing right now, albeit by 2 yards over Christian McCaffrey. But I believe he's the very best back in the National Football League.
Have you seen Derrick Henry lately?
As a beast. He's a beast.
He's a lot bigger than I thought he was. And I think he's creeping up on it.
I saw Derrick Henry play in high school.
Imagine
what he looked like against high school kids.
Did he play against
literally, he would have a dude hugging each leg and running with guys on each of his two legs. I've never seen anything like it. Best wide receiver in the NFL. Best wide receiver in the NFL. And Lonzo, if we can here, Lonzo, let's get whether you agree or disagree with this. Best wide receiver, where are you going to go? You got Julio Jones. You got Mike Evans of Tampa Bay putting up a big year. You got Michael Thomas putting up huge numbers as well. But I am going to go with DeAndre Hopkins. DeAndre Hopkins of the Houston Texans, not the fastest guy in the NFL. Last year did not drop a pass the entire season, and this year has become easily the go-to security blanket, Mr. Reliable for Deshaun Watson. I say DeAndre Hopkins.
Here's the thing. You don't think I can say anything positive about a former Clemson player, but I can. One thing about Nuke Hopkins is, as you said, he catches the ball, but he catches it from anybody. Before Watson got there, there was like 10,000 quarterbacks in Houston. They all sucked. But Hopkins still caught the ball and managed to be up there in receiving yards every single year. So I don't disagree with
you. You know who they called, what they called the quarterback before Deshaun Watson?
What's that?
Brock Asweiler. Here you go. Here you go to DeAndre Hopkins. Tight end, the best tight end in the NFL is Travis Kelce. Travis Kelce of the Chiefs is the best tight end in the NFL. Look, you got Zach Ertz. Ouch, it hurts when I furt. There's a lot of good. There's a lot of good.
Kittle.
Right.
And, yeah, there's some guys out there that are really good.
There's some really good tight ends right now. There's no doubt about it. But I am going to go with Travis Kelce. By the way, I think our intern here, Caroline, liked the fantasy football name. I think she liked the fantasy football name. Ouch, it hurts. Zach Ertz, when I furt. That's the best fantasy football name you will ever hear, ladies and gentlemen. All right. How about offensive tackle, the outside position? I've got David Bakhtiari on the Green Bay Packers. How about inside offensive line? I've got Travis's brother, Jason Kelce, on the Philadelphia Eagles. How about now to the other side of the ball, we go to defensive end or rusher, edge rusher. Best edge rusher, my opinion, in the NFL. We're talking rush linebacker or defensive end. The guy that I find most intimidating, the last guy that I would ever want to find in a dark alley if I'm in the NFL is Khalil Mack. There's something different about that dude, like his muscular tone, his size, the size of his head. There's something different about that dude. It's also intimidating that he didn't give Halloween candy out to anyone this year. He had a security guard say no candy at this house. Khalil Mack, to me, is the best edge rusher in the NFL.
I said Clowney will change your mind by the end of the year if he continues to do what he did the other night.
I like Clowney a lot. I really do. But he's never had 10 sacks in his career. The best defensive tackle for me, as if there's any debate on this, Aaron Donald. Aaron Donald, game over, man. He's got the speed of a linebacker or a safety, and he plays defensive tackle. He is a one-man wrecking crew. It still baffles me that he went, what was it, 13th in the year, 13th in the draft when everyone knew how dominant he was at college. Best linebacker in the NFL today. No longer Luke Kuechly for me. I'm going to go with Bobby Wagner of the Seattle Seahawks. Bobby Wagner, tackling machine, sideline to sideline speed. Give me Bobby. Cornerback, best cornerback in the NFL today. Spurs up, which means who, Lonzo?
Man, how can I forget his name? He's number 5. I wear his jersey. Oh, it's one of those things where I just, you know, I know who it is.
His initials
Stephon are Stephon Gilmore.
There you go. There you go. Stephon Gilmore.
I'm sorry, I'm old.
Circle gets the square. He is the best cornerback in the NFL. Physical presence for the New England Patriots. Lockdown man coverage, yes, but also you can't throw the ball over the top of him either. I love that coverage from Stephon Gilmore. Best safety in the National Football League. Lonzo is who?
I have no idea.
I am going to go with someone who was traded this season and what a difference he has made to his new team. That player is former Crimson Tider Minkah Fitzpatrick of the Pittsburgh Steelers. They were 1-4. They're now 5-4. Minkah Fitzpatrick is leading that turnaround, has 4 interceptions with his new team. You know, you consider a position. What is Eric Berry still even playing, Lonzo, in the NFL?
I don't think he's in the NFL.
Yeah, I don't think he's in the NFL. And that's sad what happened to him. He was absolutely tremendous in college when Tennessee would play Florida. He was the best player on the field. And they got the Honey Badger to replace him. Honey Badger's kind of overrated to me, if I'm honest with you.
I think he's been doing a really good job on a very bad defense. So
yeah,
I disagree with you.
I think Minkah Fitzpatrick, though, is the one guy. Harrison Smith, the Vikings, another guy you can consider there. Best ever in the NFL and best kicker in the NFL today for me. Who are you going with, Lonzo? Best kicker.
Harrison Butker. Just because I wanted to say Butker.
There you go. I'm going to go with Justin Tucker of the Baltimore Ravens. Is 17 for 17 on field goals this year. He's one of the best every year. Interestingly, Adam Vinatieri is having a god-awful year this time around. Punter, the best punter in the NFL, Johnny Hecker of the Los Angeles Rams, bar none. Okay, so skill position recap. Best quarterback in the NFL, my opinion, Russell Wilson. I might be the only one who thinks that. Best running back, Dalvin Cook. Best wide receiver, DeAndre Hopkins. Best edge rusher, Khalil Mack. Defensive tackle, Aaron Donald. Linebacker, Bobby Wagner. Corner, Stephon Gilmore. Safety, Minkah Fitzpatrick. Mark Ryan's best in the NFL. What do you say? Where did I hit? And where did I miss? Your thoughts on that? Welcome. Very, very welcome. All right. Coming up next on the show, he is creating a stir, this time for all the right reasons. We'll address that next, right here on Offsides, ESPN Upstate.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's Offsides with Mark Ryan right here on ESPN Upstate. Ladies and gentlemen, I find this really fascinating here, actually. Colin Kaepernick is going to he's going to have a workout for NFL teams. Now the I'm feeling very snarky right now, folks. If a tree falls and nobody hears it, doesn't make a sound. I know that Kaepernick has his fans in the NFL, and I was one of them. And maybe, Lonzo, you can remind me when Booger is tearing me a new one at 3 o'clock tomorrow, that when we did our you can draft any player in the NFL with the first overall pick, I took Russell Wilson 4 years ago, and he took Colin Kaepernick. Okay, how did that work out for him?
I want to remind people who seem to forget that Colin Kaepernick got benched. He got benched. I forget who it was. They put Blaine Gabbert in or somebody. So I'm sorry. This all started after he got benched. He wasn't even a starter at the time. So anyway, I mean, he started again later on in that season, but I don't see any teams taking a chance on him. Maybe they will.
Colin Kaepernick tweeted last night, "I'm just getting word from my reps that the NFL league office reached out to them about a workout in Atlanta on Saturday. I've been in shape and ready for this for 3 years. I can't wait to see the head coaches and GMs on Saturday." So here's the deal. You think his biggest problem is the kneeling nonsense, right? That's what you think. And I don't want to be insensitive and say nonsense. I understand the cause behind kneeling for the national anthem. I'm not a fan of it. It's not what I would do, but I understand why he's doing it. The biggest problem with Colin Kaepernick is that he changed his diet, and nobody talks about that. You remember what he looked like when he first came up with the Carolina? That guy looked like Megatron. I mean, Colin Kaepernick looked like Megatron. He looked like, who was the name of the guy that Rocky fought? Drago in Rocky V. He was the most chiseled athlete you had ever seen in your life. And then what did he do? He went vegan and he dropped weight like nobody's business. And that was his biggest problem. The reason why half the teams in the NFL say we don't think he's good enough to play in the NFL is because of the diet, is because he wasn't the same player after the diet. Folks, you know, like, and people don't realize this, and I'm not a certified nutritionist, but I've talked to enough people to know that you start developing deficiencies. You can become anemic. You know, and I'm a believer in what the Bible says, that animals are put on this earth to provide for us. I'm a big believer in that. And he's not eating any of them. And what happened to him? His size shrunk. His strength shrunk. When he first played under Jim Harbaugh with the 49ers, he was actually a pretty accurate passer. I specifically remember watching him lead the 49ers all the way through the playoffs in a Super Bowl that I maintain they would have won if the lights didn't go out in New Orleans. I mean, they had all the momentum when that happened. They would have figured out a way to win that game. But I don't think if the first thing I'm asking him is, hey, what's for dinner tonight, Colin? What's for dinner? Twigs and sticks, not interested. Thank you. I appreciate it.
How could you say no to a nice, juicy porterhouse steak? How can you say no to that?
I don't get it.
I don't get it.
I don't get it. We have Caroline in here in the studio today as well, and she's working with us. She has a nice Newberry Indian shirt on today. Caroline, am I being too hard on the vegan diet here? I watched this guy play, and he lit the NFL on fire when he ate meat. Then he became a vegan, he got small, and no one signed him anymore.
I mean, if he's not getting enough protein to play, then that's going to be an issue.
It's an issue. That's an issue. How do you get enough protein to keep your strength up, man? Like, you saw the difference in him, right? Like, he became really lean after that, and it was like, dude, like, you were a tank before. You were an absolute tank. You know, if the Carolina Panthers were at this workout, and let's say Colin Kaepernick looks pretty decent, do you want the Panthers to sign him? You know, I mean, many people did say that he would be the perfect backup to Cam Newton when Cam Newton was healthy. Now they've kind of changed the strategy of the offense. You know, Lonzo, I know he wouldn't be better than Matt Moore. Matt Moore beat the Vikings for you. Your backup in Kansas City. I do believe that Colin Kaepernick is probably better than some backups in the NFL. But what's so sad to me is he was a surefire top 25, top 50 player in the league And now we're talking about him in the sense of, well, maybe he can be a backup. Dude's still in the prime of his career, man, in terms of his age. There is no reason why he still couldn't be playing at the prime of his athletic peak.
If you're bringing him in, the best places to bring him into are a place where there's a long-term established quarterback, so there's no controversy. If you bring him into Carolina right away, if your boy Kyle Allen starts playing bad, well, put Kaepernick in. You're going to get that stuff.
Oh, is that me?
Yes, that was you.
Oh, I'm sorry
that's
about
fine.
That.
That's fine. So if you bring him in like to back up Aaron Rodgers or someone like that, yeah, that'll work. But if you bring him in to one of these bad teams, right away they're going to start thinking, well, maybe we should put him in as a starter, and I don't know if that's a good idea or not.
Completion percentage, Colin Kaepernick, 60%. Touchdowns to interceptions, 72-30. Career quarterback rating, 89.
But see, this is overall career. I want to know what he did on his final season as a starter. That's different. The season where he got benched.
Okay, his final season, 2016. 16 touchdowns, 4 interceptions, rating of 91.
Why'd he get benched?
Completion percentage, 59%. Maybe the completion percentage wasn't high enough. Maybe that's the case. But
or
gosh,
maybe he couldn't win games.
Lonzo, he's given you a lot on the ground as well. He's giving you a lot on the ground. So you're saying, are you sending a representative to his workout, yes or no?
If I am an NFL owner, yes, because if you don't, then they can call you out and say you're not coming because you blackballed him or you're a racist. There's a lot of different angles you can go with this, so you have to send somebody there. What I think is I would rather live in a world where you send somebody there because you are legitimately interested.
Well, yeah. Yeah.
And I don't think that's the case.
Well, Lonzo,
I just wish the story would go away.
See, the Rooney Rule is a really touchy thing as well. Like, the Rooney Rule mandates that teams interview a minority candidate for a head coaching position.
I would be offended because I would want to be interviewed because I legitimately had a chance at the job, not because the league was required to do it.
That's the problem. That's the problem with the rule. It ends up being even worse for minorities because they're token interviews a lot of times with no intention to make the hire. Tommy Storms tweets into the show and he says, I don't think anyone will sign Cap, mainly because of the circus that would follow him. Not worth it for a backup quarterback. So we heard the same thing about Tim Tebow. Michael Stathakis said Colin Kaepernick's agent must be Manti Te'o's girlfriend. they're related. I don't know if you know that. Those two are very much related. All right. So much more good stuff coming your way right here on Offsides with Mark Ryan, ESPN Upstate.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Let's get right to Wayne, who's been hanging patiently. Hey, Wayne, what's up, bud? Got about a minute for you. Go ahead.
Hey, listen, brother, real quick. How much time would Kaepernick have, do you think, if he got in the NFL as far as years to play?
Well, he's 32 years of age right now. So I'd say he'd have 3 or 4 years.
Okay. Well, I thought he was a little bit younger. I would love to see him go to my Chargers. I have no use for Tyrod Taylor, who's sitting behind Rivers. Rivers needs to get – we need to get somebody in there that we can let sit about a little bit behind Phillip and pick up. I would be – you know, I wish he had a little more time than that, but I wouldn't have a problem at all with him coming to the Chargers. We got a great running game, some of the best –
Wayne, let me ask you a question. Why can't Phillip Rivers win? Why can't he win?
Well, Phillip – I follow Phillip as far back as you can go. Phillip's like me, brother. I mean, I'm more mobile than Phillip. If he was mobile, Phillip's that quarterback. I know it sounds cliche, but I've watched him my whole life. When Phillip Rivers drops back, all you got to do is see if he's got – if there's no pressure, we got a first down and we're going down the field.
Thank you very much for the call, Wayne. Up against it, got a run. Coming up next, it is the Top 3 at 3, presented by Moe's Southwest Grill. This is Offsides with Mark Ryan right here on ESPN Upstate.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.